to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a man has threatened divorce of his wife when he got fed up with her going into the Oreos, the double stuffed Oreos, no less, eating the cream filling, and then sticking the saliva-covered cookies back in the container. Some of you think the husband is a complete jerk for threatening divorce. Some of you say, well, wait a second, what kind of a wife would leave wet, soggy cookie bits and not throw the cookie out? All right, so obviously we got to weigh in on relationships. Also, absence does make the heart grow fonder. Long-distance relationships may be the key to those of us living very long and fruitful and passionate lives with our loved ones. We'll talk about that. Talk about menthol cigarettes possibly being a public health risk, according to the FDA. Also talking about how many parents are actually liking the pharmacy walk-in clinics as opposed to urgent cares for kids. And we're seeing a huge boom in traffic in these pharmacy clinics. How good are they? Any concerns that I have with them? Are they doing the job? Is this the way to go as healthcare becomes more socialized? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one study we wanted to talk about in the first hour is kind of interesting. They say if you dull down the cigarette packs, put them in, you know, an ugly brown plain wrapping packaging, like already is being done in Australia. Apparently there's a law requiring that packaging of cigarettes can't be attractive. They say many smokers say that they think about quitting and they find that the cigarettes are less appealing depending on the packaging. They say the use of plain packs and unbranded space featuring larger health warnings, right, appear to actually work, according to one U.S. expert, Patricia Follin, director for the Center for Tobacco Control at the North Shore LIJ Health System in Great Neck, New Jersey. LIJ's got to be Long Island. Anyway, they say smokers who use the plain packs perceive their cigarettes to be of lower quality, rated quitting as a higher priority, and more were likely to report thoughts about quitting. I guess in Australia, back late 2012, they became the first and only country in the world to legislate plain brown packaging. And health warnings have to cover three-quarters of the front of the pack. Now, I always had a problem with telling companies to advertise against themselves, all right? I mean, we are in a democracy. We have a private market, all right? I don't like it when government gets involved with packaging. I have no problem with education, where there are warnings. I think boxed warnings on packages are fine. I think there should be warnings. I think a lot of them, though, are not very, shall we say, I don't want to use the word accurate, but I think some of the attempts are kind of futile, because if you take a medication, you don't have all the warnings written on the package. You can't. There's not enough room to put all the warnings on these medications. And many of you, when you go to the pharmacy, you get the printout from the pharmacy of what risk factors the medication could cause, what side effects. And it barely fits on the packaging. But telling a company to not advertise their product because right now the country is against smoking, I just feel like it's really kind of taken away at our own freedom of speech, capitalistic, democratic benefits of living in this country. Mind you, smoking is a health hazard. Smoking causes cancer secondhand, third hand, etc. So, yes, our country would be very happy if people don't smoke. But what about people who drink and get behind the wheel? What about people taking sleeping medications? People taking sleeping medications and getting behind the wheel, that could pose a threat to you or your child walking to school. So where does it stop? Personally, I think it is a violation of our rights to force that kind of packaging, but I think the government is going to take it on if it's successful in Australia. I think there's enough public support to allow that to happen. You know, if there's enough public support for us to go socialize, we will. I think we've learned in the last few elections, and again, it's a democracy. This is what we want. The majority rules. The majority wants President Obama. The majority wants Obamacare. I mean, they could very easily want socialization of many of the aspects of our economy, including healthcare. So, yeah, I see this happening. For those of you who smoke and have true nicotine addiction, I think something like this is kind of insulting, right? I think we're a lot smarter than this, all right, both as medical providers or people who have a nicotine addiction. We're just making a package light brown, right, or boring brown paper. I don't think you guys smoke because you're really attracted to the packaging, but I do have to tell you something. From a psychology standpoint, packaging can definitely affect the way you look at a product. And to me, I think it's the cellophane wrapper, that plastic wrapper around cigarettes. Kids are attracted to them. I think a cigarette box, and I don't smoke. I don't like to smoke. I don't smoke. But I've always found, even as a kid, the cigarette box to be a cool toy. You got the crinkly wrapping. You got the square. You got, and it's a cigarette pack can withstand a lot of trauma, if you really think about it. Even, you know, somebody falling into a pool or dropping in a toilet, the box still stays fairly crisp. The cigarettes are cylindrical. You know, the cigarettes were designed years ago, not so much for ease of use, but the white filter and the light brown and the soft texture. There are so many things about cigarettes that attract your senses that, yeah, I mean, if they play around with the packaging, yeah, it may help. It's just, you know, how much rights get violated through that process. But cigarettes are made to be attractive, unfortunately. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Be right back.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Walker, David Serrada, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently, this is being reported by Huffington Post under the divorce section. They said a woman ate the cream filling from within several Oreos, then put the remainder of the cookies back in the bag. She woke up the next day to find a note, and the note is a Post-it note. Post-it note, it says at Discovery Affiliate, so maybe he works for Discovery, who knows. And the Post-it note says, "I'm considering divorce." I don't know if they're going to get a divorce over this. No interview yet available of the husband or the wife. It doesn't look like they're joking. Many of you think the man is a complete jerk, right, for even threatening a divorce over cookies. But you see, I always look at it the other way. What kind of a wife would eat the best part of the cookie and not throw it out, but stick her germs back into the cookie package? What, he's supposed to eat her leftovers? I mean, we're not birds that chew our food and then we regurgitate it up for the family. We don't do that. So, I mean, I think he's in the right. What kind of respect is that? Now, who knows? Maybe in a couple days we'll find out that this was all a joke and that this never really happened. But the reason why I like to talk about it is because these are exactly the type of things that do and cause a couple to end up in divorce. And they're saying now that divorce is so on the rise. They say more Americans over 50 are getting divorced than ever, and the rate has doubled since 1990. Now, I predict we're going to see a fall in divorce rate over the next 10 years because we're having a fall in the marriage rate. Many people aren't getting married. They're having kids with their girlfriends or boyfriends. They're living together, and they're kind of doing the Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell thing, and they're happy. So if we see, if a few years from now I haven't gotten fired and I'm still on air, and I talk about the divorce rate going down, keep in mind the divorce rate could be going down because less people are married. But what I want to bring up with this Oreo story is how much we take our loved ones for granted. Now, would I never do anything that she did? Well, not with Oreos. First, I'm not a big Oreo fan, but I tell you what I do, which is probably wrong. It is wrong, but I don't mean to do it to be mean to my husband, is you'll get a box of chocolates, and I want to figure out what's in each chocolate. But I cannot throw away a piece of chocolate in good faith. So I will put the half-bitten chocolate back in the box. It's just something I do. I don't expect anybody to eat it. I'm just saving it for a rainy day for when I get PMS'd and I'm craving some chocolate. I can then go and take that half-eaten, hard, crusty piece that I didn't originally want. Like, I'm always in the mood for the chocolate filling. But if I can't find chocolate filling and it's nougat, all right, I'm not going to throw it away. I'll eat nougat-covered chocolate, but that's not what I want that day. I need to save the calories for that one chocolate piece with the chocolate filling. So, mind you, I'll do that. But my husband doesn't eat chocolate. So I don't ever have to worry about him going into the box and being upset. But the Oreo thing, that's an act of war. Eating out the cream and then shoving the cookies back in there, that's disgusting. And it's a lack of respect. So if we could learn anything from this story, is stop for a second and see if what you're doing is disrespectful. You know, many of my patients and listeners who go back out on the market after they've been divorced and they're going back out there, they realize they need to relearn a whole bunch of behaviors. Think about when you were dating and courting somebody, did you burp? Did you fart in front of them? Did you lick Oreo cream and stick the cookie back? I know some of you guys probably shared the Oreo. That's romantic, and spit swapping is disgusting if you ask me, but fine. I get that. But for 20-some years or 25 years, you guys get into the habit of doing things that are annoying. Cutting your toenails, clipping your toenails in bed, and leaving sharp, dirty nails in the bed. Sharing electric razors. One of you shaves your face, one of you shaves another body part. Okay, these are things you can't do when you go into a new relationship. And so many of you are shocked that you have to pretend to be somebody you aren't because you're dating again. Well, you were never really supposed to do that to begin with. There really shouldn't be toenail pieces in the bed. There shouldn't. If you stained something, you shouldn't leave it. You should pick it up. If you spill something in the kitchen, you don't expect wifey or hubby to clean it up. You clean it up. But we get into the habit of the path of least resistance. We notice we're able to get through or get by get away with so many different actions that all of a sudden you forget that what you're doing is being a complete pig, being completely rude, and leaving the other person unappreciated. So, what I do whenever we do some marriage therapy in my office is I let the spouse write down 5 things they wish the other spouse would do. But we start out really, really small, okay? All right. I mean, you don't want to say, I want wifey to lose 50 pounds. You'll end up getting divorced. But something small. What are 5 little things your spouse does or your loved one, your partner does around the house that you wish they could change? Now, I already know what my husband will write first. He'll say, please leave the room when you're on the phone and I'm watching TV. Because I'll talk to somebody or I'll call somebody or they'll call me. And I don't really want to budge. I'm comfortable where I'm sitting. If I'm all cuddled up on the couch, I'll have the conversation. The problem is then he misses the rest of the show. So I get that. That's probably one of them. Number two, I will not change out the toilet paper roll if there's only one square left. I'm very frugal, right? We budget. Somebody can use a two-ply one piece of toilet paper, right? All right, but he does it to me. So I think we both leave an empty roll of toilet paper, but we don't consider it empty. Okay, we think somebody always replaces the toilet paper. That's another one, okay? Number three, he'll probably ask that I align the bra straps just once in a while. All right, it's very distracting to have the right breast higher than the left breast. That's okay. I'm not going to divorce him for asking me that. All right? Now, those are just a few of the things you could do. Okay? You know, I really wish, honey, that on the days you're going to have the very stinky farts, as opposed to the quiet, light farts, you still leave the room and do your fart. That's okay. That's fine. I mean, look, if they're going to be dating again, they have to do that anyway. All right? And if you notice that your spouse kind of fights with that one, you could always bring up, look, if let's say we left each other, do you really think some woman, another woman, is going to want this? Oh, well, baby, she could get all this. And I go, all this ain't all that. All right? Just think about it. If I was a new girlfriend, okay, would you actually shower before sex? Well, of course, honey, but you said you like my smell. I said that maybe, you know, one day when we were 22, okay, but now, no, I don't. Okay, you smell of mothballs, you smell of prune juice, no. All right, so you see where we're going with this? Every now and then, you guys need to remind each other as couples that you can't take each other for granted. So let's look at this story here. More Americans over 50 are getting divorced than ever. The study found it has doubled over the last 13 years. A study out of Ohio's Bowling Green State University found one out of every four divorced people now do it over 50. That's pretty incredible stuff. All right? They say Black Americans are most likely to divorce late in life. Then comes Hispanics, then whites, then Asians. Right? They say better educated Americans are less likely to divorce after 50 than less educated. This is according to lead researcher Susan L. Brown. She thinks it's because we have an increasing population of seniors, right? The baby boomers are aging. More women with full-time work are less afraid of divorce's financial consequences. And fewer Americans are observant of their church's role against divorce. I agree with that. Plus, if I could also add, middle age has moved, and age of life expectancy has increased. So when we were told that most of us wouldn't live past our 60s, yeah, there's really not a lot of reason to start divorcing when you're 50. But when you feel that your life can extend all the way till the 90s, you look at 50 as the halfway mark. So when people go through their midlife crisis, they'll, you know, look at the situation and go, well, wait a second here. You know, I'm still young. I could be doing what the Sex and the City girls are doing. And that ends up in divorce. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the FDA review concludes that menthol cigarettes likely pose a greater public health risk than regular cigarettes, but there's no recommendation now whether to limit them, ban them, etc. So I guess the federal agency had released this review today, and is kind of seeking input from us doctors and patients and the tobacco industry on possible restrictions on these mint-flavored cigarettes. They say there's little evidence to say that they're less toxic or there's more toxic, but they think it attracts younger people. And if we don't want younger people to start smoking, they're thinking maybe we should try to limit these, you know, headed off at the pass. Now, the percentage of U.S. cigarette smokers, I guess, using menthol brands, according to the Washington Post, grew from 33.9% in 2008 to 37.5% in 2011. And that's according to a study by the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. And so If there is going to be a ban, it would probably, according to the Washington Post, fall heavily on Lorillard Inc., whose Newport brand is, I guess, the top-selling menthol cigarette in the U.S., with nearly 38% of the market. All right? So, do menthol cigarettes, should they be treated differently than regular cigarettes? Should they not? So, I guess the move comes ahead of Wednesday's deadline for the U.S. to respond to the World Trade Organization's findings last year that the FDA's ban on manufacturing, importing, marketing, and distributing candy, fruits, and clove-flavored tobacco product trade rules because it exempts menthol cigarettes. Menthol cigarettes, please don't get these confused with e-cigs, okay? They're not. Menthol cigarettes is a flavor. It's one of those things where many of us that don't want government regulation would just say, can you guys do something else? Can you, you know, look for the listeria? What's this outbreak going on in Texas now? Right? We have that cyclosporia issue. Why can't the FDA just kind of be dealing with that right now? But flavored cigarettes, whether they're chocolate flavored, fruit flavored, etc., if they still have nicotine, they're still cigarettes. So I do agree with the lumping them in the same category as cigarettes. I'm just not the most excited about the regulation. But that's just me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many pharmacies have been taking on these walk-in clinics, and we are finding them to become more and more popular. They're saying that 3/4 of parents that were surveyed, and they surveyed 1,400 parents in the St. Louis area that had a regular pediatrician for their child, 3/4 of the parents said that they had considered going to a pediatrician, but instead decided to go to a retail clinic because there were more convenient hours, or they couldn't get an appointment with the pediatrician, or they didn't want to bother the pediatrician after hours, or the pediatrician didn't want to be bothered after hours. And these retail clinics are popping up now all over the place. The retail clinic out of Walgreens that operates in our city, Take Care Clinics, I gotta admit, they do a pretty good job. Some of the nurse practitioners that work there, I have to admit, they're doing a pretty good job. I did, though, have a patient where I think they did a miss, but luckily the patient knew to and be seen. But where it gets tricky is people may think they have something simple, and it's not as simple. It's not just a simple sore throat, all right? Or it's not just a simple rash. And so you hope that the person that does work in these clinics didn't come out of school and just start working at Take Care Clinics. They have ER experience, heavy medical experience, heavy internal medicine experience, hospital experience, etc. Because the art of medicine is finding the patient that doesn't seem that sick and then expecting the crump and preventing the crump from happening. You know, I was watching Naked and Afraid. Have you guys seen Naked and Afraid? All right, I think it's on Discovery. It's where they take a man and a woman. They're supposed to be stranded on an island, even though they have to go to a drop-off point or a pickup point 21 days later. And they're supposed to be naked. They're supposed to start their own fires, find water sources, figure out meat. But figure out how to eat. But they have them naked, okay? Which to me I think is kind of distracting. But they came up with a hit show. Fine. Well, one of the gentlemen, on the show that we TiVo'd yesterday, I think his name was. Oh my gosh, it was a name that I remember. It was a cartoon character. I can't think of it. But he was a pretty good survivalist. But he got thirsty. He was really, really thirsty. And so he went to a creek that looked like clean water. And even though he knew he had to boil up his water, he drank some of that clean water, etc. Okay? Then, a few days later, he started to get fever, he started to get sick. But they didn't present it that way. He just was getting dehydrated, he was starting to kind of, you know, act funny, act a little confused, not himself. She told him to go take a sleep. He rested, and then all of a sudden the fever came on pretty, pretty quickly. So let's say he forgot, because he was confused, that he had drunk contaminated river water. You have a patient coming in feeling a little off and fever, you know, and you're like, I think I got the flu. You don't want whoever the doctor is or practitioner is to go, okay, well, yeah, well, it's probably flu. Again, if you're coming to this clinic, you know, it's because it's something that's not serious for you to go to the ER. That's one thing I had to learn as a doctor. Just because somebody came to me and not the ER doesn't mean they don't have an emergent issue. I had a patient last week who had gone to an urgent care, and the urgent care said, look, I want you to get a chest x-ray. I don't even think it was an urgent care. I think it was a take care clinic, because urgent cares have x-ray. It was a take care clinic that said, look, you got to go to the ER to get an x-ray. He goes, well, I'll just go to Dr. Dahlia's and get the x-ray. So he comes to me, and he starts passing out while we're trying to stand him up for the x-ray. Meanwhile, I'm looking at his heart rate. It's a little high. I'm looking at his oxygenation. I'm like, something's not right. I want you to go to the ER. Well, a family member calls me up furious that I sent the patient to the ER, but the patient ended up having pneumonia. Actually had to go to an upgraded level of care. He was pretty serious. And so you know, it's a shame that this wasn't already taken care of back with the previous clinic. But remember, that's not what they're designed to do. Okay? Walgreens doesn't have to be the one to diagnose you with pneumonia. They don't have x-rays. They don't. I don't know even if they want those types of patients. They want the easier patients. My problem with that is the easy patients may not be all that easy, and they could have something serious. And when a person starts to crump, they could crump very, very quickly. Now, the one thing I learned with pediatrics is the same thing. If a kid has a fever, I like to watch that kid extremely closely, because a kid will crump quicker than an adult. A kid could be happy and giggling, and then an hour or two later be completely listless. All right? So kids need that proper watching. So if somebody is working at these walk-in clinics at the pharmacies, I'm assuming and I hope they have had extensive experience with pediatrics and adult medicine. Now, some of you had argued with me saying, look, if these take care clinics, you know, end up missing stuff, they'll get sued. And if they get sued, then they'll hire doctors instead of nurse practitioners. I don't want these take care clinics to hire doctors. I think nurse practitioners are phenomenal. I think PAs are phenomenal. It's just I am hoping that as we see, like, for example, a story came out saying Walgreens is going to start to diagnose and manage diabetes. If you're going to manage diabetes, I hope you're checking their heart. I hope you're doing the eye exams. I mean, I hope you're evaluating the yeast infections. I hope you're doing it all. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, if any of you have been confused about what's been going on with the Boston Marathon bombing suspect in the pictures, remember Rolling Stone had put Zakhar Tsarnaev on the cover of the magazine, and it was actually almost a flattering picture of him. It wasn't one of the pictures of him looking like he was, I don't know, disheveled or etc. He kind of looks like he's smiling, has a little bit of a smirk. And so some people construed that as an idolization, or they thought that people would misconstrue it as an idolization on the Rolling Stone cover. Well, a Massachusetts state police officer now has been punished for releasing photos of the Boston Marathon bombing suspect during his capture, where he's all bloodied. Although I think some of these pictures were touched up by different media outlets because the blood is really bright. Okay, usually when it's that dark, you won't see the bright blood. The blood will actually be a little darker. But Sergeant Sean Murphy said he leaked the photos to Boston Magazine last week, according to USA Today, saying he wanted to counter a glamorized image of Zakhar Tsarnaev on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. So he was placed on desk duty today, where he will have no contact with the public until a further investigation is completed. He was not authorized to release the 14 photos, and he's already served one day unpaid suspension. Some attorneys say the release of the photos and Murphy's comments could be used to argue government bias against Tsarnaev. He had been captured hiding in a boat, remember, in the back of somebody's house in the Boston suburb of Watertown 4 days after the April 15th bombings. I'm surprised they're being so careful with this card Tsarnaev, but with the George Zimmerman trial, you had people erasing texts and erasing phone number or erasing photos, and you know, and nobody was worried about the bias where the 911 call was manipulated with George Zimmerman. But with this, they're worried about the cop showing photos of Zakhar coming out of the boat, which I think a lot of us had already seen photos of the boat. So it'd be interesting to see what his punishment was, but what happened. And again, I just want things fair, okay? Going back to George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, I don't think, you know, I think it was a horrible tragedy. It's a shame that Trayvon Martin died, but what happened leading up to the trial was ridiculous and unfair, and I don't think any one of us would want to have had that bias laid out by the media such as that was for George Zimmerman. So here you have, you know, yeah, there were some photos of Zakhar coming out of the boat bloodied, which I didn't think were new photos. I thought we've already seen things like this, and the cop gets in trouble. Well, that's just what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the FDA is cracking down on illegal diabetes remedies. Apparently, there are companies, at least a dozen, that market illegal treatments for diabetes, ranging from bogus dietary supplements, according to Boston.com, to prescription drugs sold online without a prescription. Now, 26 million Americans are fighting with diabetes, and that number is going to rise as the baby boomers age. Now, they say regulators worry that consumers who buy unapproved FDA products or non-pharmaceuticals could be putting off legitimate medical care because they think that whatever they're taking is working. And if you don't treat your diabetes appropriately, you could have heart disease, failure, heart failure, stroke, etc., blindness. So the FDA has sent warning letters to 15 companies, both in the U.S. and abroad, ordering them to stop selling diabetes treatments which violate U.S. drug laws. Three of the products are marketed as quote-unquote natural supplements, but actually contain unlisted pharmaceutical ingredients, such as Deoxy, which is supposed to be a traditional Indian quote-unquote herbal formula, has metformin. Now, metformin is a medication we use in diabetes. The product is also sold by Amrutam Life Care of Surat, India. They say they want consumers to especially use caution when they're buying natural substances or natural or herbals. Other products they say also, like for example, there's supposed to be a cinnamon extract that they claim improves sugar's metabolism. They got to be very careful with some of these claims because we don't want a diabetic saying, I'm going to go all natural and take something that unfortunately doesn't work. Who knows? Some people may think, okay, well then I'm taking this so I'm already medicated so I can have alcohol, whatever, throw themselves into a diabetic coma. So, U.S. market for prescription diabetes drugs, from what I understand, is the largest in the world. $22 billion spent last year. Sales, of course, rose. Costs have increased, though, with Obamacare, and that's a big concern for many people, the cost of these drugs. Having to afford, and diabetics are usually on multiple drugs. If you have diabetes, you're usually on at least one or two diabetic drugs. Then you're on an ACE inhibitor to protect your kidneys. And if you aren't on an ACE inhibitor like Zestro, Benazepril, Ramipril, etc., make sure you get on that. Then many of you are on a cholesterol-lowering medication because we like to prevent the heart from, heart disease, heart attack, etc. So cholesterol-lowering medication will be another one. Let's say you've already had a heart attack. Maybe you're on Plavix. Okay? Maybe you're on a medication for blood thinning. And then not to mention pain medicine or gout medicine, etc. So when people have polypharmacy, it's very easy for them to say, look, let me save some money and try to get some natural supplements. Maybe I'll be taxing my body less. I'm here to tell you that even natural supplements can tax your body. You need to be very careful. And for those of you doing this malicious stuff, I hope you go out of business because that's ridiculous. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The FDA has been very busy this week. They're also warning of sunscreen sprays flammability risk. Remember somebody had sprayed on sunscreen on their upper torso? Then while they were shirtless, was grilling burgers on the barbecue, threw some lighter fluid, and the flame then caught on to his chest and burned most of his chest. The agency says it knows of five incidents in which people wearing sunscreen spray near sources of flame suffered significant burns that required medical treatments. The products involved in the incidents were recalled, should no longer be on the shelves. But sunscreen spray is still out there. It has flammable ingredients, including alcohol. Hairspray, well, we all know that hairspray could, be flammable as well. Insect repellents, etc. Now, I don't use aerosol spray in my household because I don't like the kids breathing that in. So we just lather on the sunscreen goop. So we don't use those because I think you could breathe it in, and I just don't know how safe and healthy that is. They say the five incidents reported to the FDA occurred after the sunscreen had been applied. They say the product does have a label warning against their use near an open flame, meaning don't spray yourself while you're grilling. But all these incidents happened when the spray was already applied, was already on the body. Almost like you having gasoline on you guys. And all of a sudden a spark touches you and you go up in flames. The sources of flame including lighting a cigarette, standing too close to a lit citronella candle, approaching a barbecue grill, and even doing welding. So we definitely don't want you to catch fire if you don't have to. Isn't Catching Fire the next Hunger Games movie? I cannot wait for the next Hunger Games movie. I cannot wait. Okay. Let me see. I also want to talk about, I see we're coming up on the end. There's a warning on decongestants and pregnancy. And many of us used to take Sudafed even when we were pregnant. It was a category C at the time. Maybe originally it was a B before it was downgraded. But now they're saying women's use of decongestant medications in the first trimester could cause rare birth defects. And these over-the-counter decongestants include phenylephrine and pseudoephedrine. The pseudoephedrine and phenylephrine were found to possibly cause specific birth defects in the digestive tract, ear, and heart. They said it happened less than 1 per 1,000 infants, but still significant enough. Now, many of us get a rhinitis in pregnancy where the nose keeps running. There are some safer medications that work more locally. I'd recommend you talk to your OB about that. All right, don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.